I don't know where Rachel is. I see Art. Rachel's right. Oh, there's Rachel. Oh, how could I miss you? Your beauty just shines. You know how it goes. It's a cross you have to bear. Yeah. Okay, dessert table is going nuts. Good. Come on back in, everyone. Okay, can we start to... Okay, can we start to get settled in here, people, please? I'll shut off the music for me. And go. Okay, we've got a few things coming up on our program here, including some... folks... Hello, 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 hello. I think that mic works, Mike. Okay, let's have your attention up here, please. I'm used to it. I used to work at camp. Okay. Hello. Have your attention right here. Right here. Caleb, right here. Okay. I gotcha. Come on in. Have a seat. Who else's attention do I need? Dale Bell, I got your attention? I just want to make sure you're paying attention. Okay. That's perfect. We'll just get everybody in there now. Come on back in. So I was sharing, so this past week, folks, the elders, us and our spouses, there's probably a few things that maybe you guys don't know about Art, but this last week I was sharing a story as the elders took Art and Rachel out for supper just as a thank you. And we were sharing stories around the table, and I was sharing one story where one Saturday morning that Haley and I hosted the elders out for Saturday morning brunch, and then we were having our meeting afterwards. And Haley has a specialty she likes to make for brunch, these Belgium waffles. And there's these light, airy, you know, really light waffles. And we were on a cruise a couple years ago, and she took a cooking class on this cruise, and she learned to make bananas Foster. Well, Art tied into these waffles and banana Foster, and I didn't know whether he was going to stop. I don't know whether he had thirds or fourths, but anyways, finally he asked, what makes these banana Foster so good? I mean, there's bananas obviously in them, but what's in the sauce? Haley says, oh, it's rum. So our pastor has a drinking problem with his waffles. So he wasn't very good in that meeting. He was sort of off, but anyways. Okay. We have a gentleman in our midst that has a plane to catch. There's a famous line, eh? Got a jet plane to catch. Sam Brakey, come on up here. As I introduced Sam before, he is here representing our denomination. And he was a former area minister representing Dennis as a current area minister. And now Sam is in charge of church health initiatives. We actually had Sam and a couple of others from our denomination down this week. Shh. Hey, guys. You guys are worse than the kids at camp, just for the record. Anyways, Sam and a couple of the other team were down to help us through the, what's it called, Church Health Initiative, where we did that whole survey last spring. And so some of you met Sam at that time. So Sam wants to bring some greetings, so I'll hand it over to Sam.
Thank you, Doug. Just to let you know, there's sad news. Dennis wasn't able to make it today. Dennis Stone, your former pastor, he was kidnapped this weekend by his kids. It's his 60th birthday. And so I just want to say that everybody cheered when I told you it was his birthday. Cheer! Yeah, so they kidnapped him. They told him to dress warm, and they're in the mountains somewhere. So Dennis prepared a note that he would like me to read, and then I'll share a few words after that. As the Alberta Regional Minister of Canadian Baptists of Western Canada and as a previous pastor of this church, let me express my high regard and appreciation for the years of ministry of Art and Rachel Hindebrandt in Claire's home. As you both enter into this new stage of life in retirement, relocation, and realistically reimagining your ministry roles, let me say that you are appreciated by all who love you and have benefited from your teaching, preaching, and shepherding gifts. I know you're looking forward to a season of rest, a new home to set up, and a familiar Tim Hortons to visit. Do take extra time with your family and the many grandchildren of your legacy. Impart to them your Christian values and love them dearly. Dennis says, as a fellow who has turned 60 this very weekend, pretty young guy, eh, Art? Yeah. Let me say that again, it is noteworthy to say time does not stand still. Seeing God in our past and in our future is ever important. May God bless you and greatly as you take this next step into a different location and place of service in God's kingdom. In Christian love, your co-worker and friend, Dennis Stone. So. So as the former regional minister before Dennis was in the role, I got to know Art and Rachel very well when they were in Medicine Hat. And that was a real privilege for me to walk with you in the ups and downs of your journey there and to get to know your family at that time just as names. And today, to meet your family has been a privilege for me too. I work with churches quite a bit, and particularly churches that are beginning to think about their next pastor. And there are two qualities that come up at the top of the list all the time. The first one is that they would like to have a likable pastor who loves people. So it's, you know, everybody says we got to have a pastor who likes us and we like him. And that's very true about Art. And so you've been a real gift to this congregation, a likable pastor who loves people. The second thing people say when they're looking for a pastor is we would like to have someone who loves the Word of God. And again, this morning, we were reminded of your great love for the Word of God and sharing the power of Jesus Christ in your words. But I've also noticed that you're the kind of guy that's all in. It's all or nothing with Art, right, Rachel? And you're going to help him sort of recover from that, yes? So he's all in, and he gives all that he has for the benefit of others and to the glory of God. And we're thankful for that. And you're also a person that has demonstrated the importance of finishing well. I was with the church board when you shared the date of your moving on, and Rachel was there too. You came as a couple, and there were tears around the tables. There was a great sense of compassion for you and understanding and of your desire to finish well. And I'm glad that this church has encouraged you through these years of ministry. This may be the 7 years that you thought were the most profitable in terms of being supported by a congregation. And I'm just excited that God has given you that privilege. But most importantly, I appreciate so much how you've demonstrated the most important ministry for your lives, and that's your family. And today we saw your family on the stage, two generations of people who are growing in their love for Christ and hunger to serve him. And Art, you were very gracious in the way you said nice things about Rachel when you were away from the house, right? Okay, but and I would agree with every one of those things and probably add more. But there are things that you have blessed your family with too. And you have young men and young women in your family who trust God and want to proclaim him because they've seen it come alive in your lives together. So thank you so much for that. I want to wish you both God's blessing as you go forward. There are uncertain days ahead, what will be next. But I know the God who's perfected his work in you so far will continue that work. And you will have opportunity to share with the wider body of Jesus Christ in days to come at a pace that works best for you. So thank you very much on behalf of our Association of Churches and your fellow pastors. And may God bless you both. Thank you.
I'm just going to say, Hildebrand kids, let's go.
Hello, test, test. Hello, everyone. Hi. I'm Patera. For those of you who don't know me, I am Art and Rachel's favorite child. Most intelligent, whatever. We are going to do a little bit of a dramatic glimpse into our childhood, what it was like growing up in a pastor's home. So make sure that you can see. This is very in-depth drama. If there's anybody that's in the foyer that wants to come in, watch the in-depth drama, I encourage you to do so at this time. Everyone's here? Oh, yeah. For the Hildebrand kids, growing up in a pastor's family was never a dull life. It held the occasional challenge, but it also held so many more blessings. But the challenges are more fun to rehash, so let's start there.
Vacation! All right, let's go!
Let's go!
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Oh, good night, nurse! Summer vacation 1992 is here. Kids, are you excited?
Yeah!
Rick, Rusty, are you buckled?
I sure am.
Patera, are you buckled?
Yeah.
Ricky, are you buckled?
You betcha, Dad.
Caleb, you buckled? Good, we're ready to go. Let's hit the road.
Bye. Ring, ring. Oh. Ring, ring.
Sorry, kids. I got to take that call. Sorry, it'll just be a minute. I'm sure it's nothing, no big deal.
Let's go. Yes. Oh. Oh, my. Oh my, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah, okay, I'll be over soon. Thank you. Kids, I have some bad news. You remember Edith McFlenderson? You know that old lady that we would visit at the old folks' home and I'd make you sing her some songs? Yeah, Edith McFlenderson passed away this morning. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I have to be with the family and do a funeral, so we're going to have to postpone our vacation.
Oh, no.
Sorry, kids.
I'm
so sorry.
Ricky, put that bottle lid back in.
Well, sad for sure, an unfortunate timing, but hey, what can you do? There's always next year. Let's fast forward.
Oh, good night, nurse. Summer vacation 1993 is here. Kids, are you excited?
Yeah.
Rusty, are you buckled?
Yeah.
Patera, are you buckled?
Yeah.
Ricky, are you buckled?
No, Dad, but I will.
You were always the dumb one.
Caleb, are you buckled?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, we're ready to go. Let's hit the road.
Yeah.
Ring, ring.
Sorry, kid. Sorry, I gotta take the call. It's okay. I'm sure it's nothing.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yes. No. No, I don't want that. No, I already have one of those. No, really, I don't want that. No, and a good day to you, Mrs. Rosenthal. Kids, I got some bad news. It was just a telemarketer. Yeah! Woo! You ready to go? Yeah! Let's hit the road.
Ring, ring. Oh, ring, ring.
Okay. Sorry, I gotta take the call.
Ring,
sorry,
ring.
I'll just be a minute. I'm sure it's no big deal. Yes. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. No, I'll be there soon. Okay. Kids, you remember Mr. Flenderson? Yeah.
Thus seemed to be a little bit of a theme for our summer vacations. What can you do? But Christmases, oh, Christmases were the best.
Oh, kids. Wasn't that just the most amazing candlelight Christmas service ever? You should be so proud of your father.
Yes.
I wonder what we get for Christmas.
Anywhere from 2 to 5 hours later. Okay, so we all developed some patience over the years. Not a bad thing, right? But like I said before, the blessings of being in a pastor's family far outweigh the challenges.
Sweet cheeks, I've been telling you. Listen, God's always provided. He'll provide again. Why don't we pray right now? Let's pray.
Mom, Dad, a whole bunch of people from the church are at the door and they brought tons of food over.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep, things like that have happened more times than I can tell you. I even remembered us returning home from a trip when I was a kid, and members from our church that are probably here had actually broken into our house and filled it with groceries. People coming and going and a phone that was always ringing, those were the constants. Because Dad's name was listed Pastor Art Hildebrand in the phone book, we always seemed to be getting calls from strangers needing a helping hand. It often went something like this. Ring, ring.
Art the Hildebrand here. Yes, I am a pastor. What's that you say? How long has it been since you fed your children? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And what hotel are you in, did you say? Okay, well, you wait right there. We'll be right over. Okay. Patera, you want to come with your daddy and show some of your Heavenly Father's love?
Sure.
Let's go.
And I went, and I still remember that woman's face when my dad spoke to her and shared what he had with her. Just like my brothers remember countless times my dad pulled over to help strangers on the side of the road, among many other things. You see, we've seen and been a part of my parents serving the church, ministering to the broken, and reaching out to the lost from the beginning. And we've also received just as much in return from the churches that took us in as family, and we wouldn't change a minute of it for the world. I think Rusty has a few words that he'd like to share on behalf of all of us.
Yeah, I know each one of us kids would want to say something, but we don't want to take too much time to do that now. We'll have lots of time later. But first of all, I just want to thank on behalf of my siblings. I want to thank you as a church. We were talking here, I think it was even today, how 7 years ago my parents called each one of us kids and spoke to us about this opportunity in Claire's home, Alberta. And they wanted our wisdom and insight. And they shared with us the sort of church they saw in you. And we just felt like this was a great place for God to bring Dad and Mom to finish out their ministry. My dad's a farm boy at heart. And he served well in Medicine Hat for many years. But he always wanted to be out in the country, riding combines with the farmers. And so this church and this community has been to my parents exactly what they needed at this last stage of his ministry as a pastor. So I want to thank you as a church just for the love and the support that you've given to my mom and dad to help him finish well, because it wasn't all that long ago we wondered whether Dad was going to get to this point, really, physically and emotionally, whether he was going to get here. And so we kids are just super excited that he's reached the finish line that they both have. And I think largely that's because of the sort of church they had in these last years. So thank you very much to you guys for all you've been to them. Yeah, feel free to give yourself a round of applause. Just feel free to do that. No, not a problem. But I just want to say to Mom and Dad too, Dad, he always had the ability to denigrate himself. But when he spoke here earlier about how it was Mom, when he was always busy at board meetings and it was Mom that was with the kids holding down the home front and leading us to the Lord, that's not really that accurate of a picture. My dad was out an awful lot. And as was already said here, my dad gave 100% to the Lord and to his church right till the end. Like, I mean 100%. And I'm sure you've probably seen that. He never checked it in. And even though he gave 100% to the church, he still was able to give 100% to his family. And I really don't know how he did the math. But, and I've said this to my dad before, I look back at all the memories of my childhood, and my dad is in every single memory. All the baseball games, everything. My dad, I never once remember thinking, my dad isn't here and he ought to be here. He was here for all of that. And so somehow he was able to give 100% to his family. And I'm the pastor I am today, not because of training and formal education, but because I'm the son of Art Hildebrand and the son of Rachel Hildebrand. And I'm the man I am today because I'm the son of Art and Rachel Hildebrand. And I know everybody here would say the exact same thing. So thank you. We love you. We're so excited about this next stage.
Okay, Mike, we'll dim the lights here, and here's a bit of a pictorial history of Art and Rachel's time here in Claire's home.
Of the dawn to the setting of the sun, I will stand on every promise of your word. Words of power strong to say that will never pass away. I will stand on every promise of your word. Your covenant is sure, and on this I am secure. I can stand on every promise of your word. When I stumble and I sin, condemnation pressing in, I will stand on every promise. promise of your word. You are faithful to forgive that in freedom I might live. So I stand on every promise of your word. Guilt away, the sense restored. You remember sins no more. So I stand on every promise of your word. When I'm faced with anguished choice, I will listen for your voice. And I stand on every promise of your word. Through this dark and troubled land, you will guide me with your hand. As I stand on every promise of your word. And you promise to complete every work begun in. I stand on every promise of your word. Hey. Hope that lifts me from despair, love that casts out every fear. As I stand on every promise of your word, not forsaken, not alone, for the Comforter has come. And I stand on every promise of your word. Promise of your word. Grace sufficient, grace for me, grace for all who will believe. We will stand on every promise of your word.
Okay, now's the opportunity if some of you want to share something. Like I said, you've got 90 seconds. And so if you have a story that you want to share or a memory of your Art and Rachel's time here, now's the time. Some of you have, I've tapped on the shoulder already, so don't leave me with an open, or don't leave me alone up here. So whoever wants to share, come on up. Now's your time. Josh, you're the man.
I didn't know it was optional. I got a text message saying you have 90 seconds, you have to talk about art. And I went, why would I talk about art? I said, well, he mentored you, so you have to talk about art. So I don't know what you saw in me, Art. I must have been a terrible sinner if you decided that the pastor needs to come see me. And Art, I really do wish you the best, and you did make two mistakes. You lent me a book that I still haven't finished, so you're not getting it back. And the second mistake is I know where your new house is. And it's nice and big, it's nice and close to the main highway, so if I ever gotta go to Medicine Hat, I might even break in if you're not home. But all the time I've been thinking this week, what am I gonna say? And every time I thought of writing something down, nothing came to mind, and something in me just keeps saying, pray for him. So that's what I've decided to do for you. So, dear God, I thank you for this time with Pastor Art and Rachel. Thank you for the efforts he's given to this church. Thank you that he's finished well. Thank you that the church is in better shape because he was here. And thank you that he is leaving it at a good time, Lord. And we're excited for whatever new chapter you have for this church. I just thank you for their time. And I just pray you would be with them and just help them to have a great 20 or 30 years together in Medicine Hat or wherever you take them, doing whatever it is you want them to do, Lord. Just pray that they would not, would still be able to do ministry as they continue living in through their retirement years. Amen.
Thank you, Josh.
All in. Picture all in as a river, a yellow rope, and a baptism, and a pastor terrified of water. So Arthur graciously offered to come down to the Waterton River and baptize our whole family in the river. No flimsy tub or kids' wading pool. This is the Waterton River. Arthur's terrified of water, so we have to tie a rope around him so he'll go in the water because it's full immersion. It's not like a little water here. So anyway, all in, Arthur and Rachel, you have been a blessing to our lives, and we wish you nothing but the best, and thank you for bringing me to the Lord. Amen.
From Ethiopia with love. Tart and Rachel from all the staff. They just said God bless you and they love you. And now you have time to come see them again.
Somebody else. Mike's coming to you, Fern. It's okay, Fern. Mike's coming to you. Somebody else while Fern gets ready there? Come on up and, Fern, go ahead. And Roger will be right after that.
Okay, I'd like to say when I first met Rachel, I was, in a lot better shape than I am now. And it was snowing and the little kids all wanted to go make snowmen. So outside I said, let's make a snowman. And I said to Rachel, let's make a snow angel. So I had on a dress, I laid down and I made a snow angel. Rachel came along with me and did the same thing. So she was an angel then and still is. And I'd say, now go make a leaf angel, Rachel. I can't help you on this one. And Art, one day I was at Tim Hortons and this gentleman had a bicycle with a tent on it and everything. And I thought, this poor guy. So I tried to find a couple of ministers. I couldn't find Art. One minister said, you have to go to your own minister. I finally found Art at a football game, and he came and got and gave this man two nights at a motel, and he was just going to camp out in the road, and he must have been about 80 years old. So thank you, Art and Rachel, for being our angels. Love you.
Thank you, Fern.
With our business, Darlene and I haven't always been able to make it to church on Sundays, so Art has been gracious enough that if I bring him Tim Hortons coffee, he'll go for long rides in the hills with me, and we have great visits. And Art let me know on one of our recent drives that in anticipation of his retirement, the changes that would come in ministry from being so busy for almost 40 years to what was coming next, he needed to try some new things. So he actually went to a retreat center, I think, in Pine Falls, Manitoba, just north of Winnipeg, because it's quiet, and wanted to try silent retreat. And I think you're all thinking what I'm thinking with Art. And anyways, Art's reputation preceded him. So when he was talking to the leader of the retreat center said, we know you've been a preacher for almost 40 years. Being silent would be very hard for you. So we're going to change the rules here. Normally when you come, you take a vow of silence for the 6 months you're here, but we'll let you say two words every Saturday. Art thought that was a pretty good deal, so he thought he would give this a try. So first week goes by, Saturday comes, he goes into the retreat center leader's office, and the retreat center says, well, what would you like to say? And Art says, bed hard. Another week goes by, Art's in the office, says, what would you like to say this week? Food bad. Third week goes by, comes into the office, and the retreat center leader says, what would you like to say this week? Art says, I quit. The retreat center guy said, well, I completely understand. You've done nothing but complain since you got here. Art, your words to Dar and I have never been complaints. And Rachel, we've enjoyed your friendship and we will miss you greatly. Your words have always been encouraging and building. You've helped us through the turmoil of these last 7 years in our new business. And I still remember the first time we met, somebody yells at me and says, somebody wants to talk to you at the drive-thru window. And so I walk over, and we were only about 2 months into our business. And this guy yells at me, goes, hi, I'm Art. I'm supposed to meet you. And I'm going, well, this is not really a good time, but hello, who are you? And that was our first memory of Art and Rachel. And we wish you all the best in your retirement, all the new challenges that come with ministry. But like was said earlier, there's no retirement in the Bible because God still has great things in store for you in this new stage of life. So thank you, and we miss you. God bless you.
We go a long ways back because they were my parents' pastors in Medicine Hat. And my dad was quite a character. There's a few of you who would have met him. And I remember my dad showing me a giant water gun. It was about this big. And he was all excited about this. And I didn't find out exactly what all this was for till after they came to Claire's home. And I found out that Rachel was a big water fight fanatic, as my dad was. And apparently at Sunday school picnics in Medicine Hat, Rachel would be on one team and my dad would be on the other, and the kids would divide up between the two teams and they would have a great water fight. So that's my story on Rachel. And one of my favorite memories of Pastor Art, I mean, there's lots of them, but one of the funniest ones is when I was, there was this Friday friendship and I was part of the male quartet, and the ladies were missing one lady to sing in their quartet. And so you may have seen that picture with me with long hair. So anyway, we were gathered around the choir and I was trying to do my lady's voice. And Pastor Art saw this lady and he's thinking, who's that? And so he had to come in and find out who this lady was in the quartet. And he saw it was me and he just about landed on the floor rolling in laughter. It was pretty funny. Anyway, it was great to have you guys with us and I'm going to miss you.
Okay, Scott and then Eileen.
I wasn't told I had 90 seconds either, so I had a sermon prepared here, but I saw you sitting up here at the very beginning waiting for people to... I was like, that must be so hard for him to be standing in front of the pulpit and not say anything. For those of you who don't know, I served here for 4 years as the associate pastor with Art. And so I'm just trying to think in my head even right now how to summarize what to say. But I think a couple things that were impressed on Rosie and I the most, and your kids kind of already just referenced to it often, we didn't have the privilege of seeing you raise your children as a minister, and but we heard the testimonies. We heard you guys talk about it often, and we see the fruit of it now. And honestly, for us, that's I guess I'm in this stage where I have these little kids, and so I'm just thinking of, you know, what's most relevant to me. And I think that is something that we like soaked in, and we're very grateful to have, in a way, seen the to see it in hindsight, to see how you guys, does that make sense? That we didn't get to see the actual process, but we got to see the aftermath of it. And it's encouraging, and we hope to, I know we've learned a lot from it, and so thank you for that. The other thing was that just this will be forever the place, the ministry, where I will look back on as where God brought clarity to my call to ministry. You guys brought me in not knowing. I didn't know, right? You knew that I didn't really know what I wanted to do or why I was here. So you were gracious enough to bring us in considering that. But I'm thankful that through that, I believe God used you to bring clarity to what it is I was going to do with the rest of my life. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I know Rosie is too. And she has many other reasons that we love you guys and are appreciative of you guys. The other thing, I guess, in hindsight, I just wanted to say, considering those things, is as I was thinking of you as a pastor, I realized I'm not sure how much of a pastor you were to me, and sometimes more of a father. And sometimes, as I look back, I wonder, what is there much difference between the two at times? But I thank you for that. I guess I already said it, for your example to your own children, but to the way you kind of served as that father model to me out here out west. My family's in Ontario, and it meant a lot to us, and you as well, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank you, Art. So, Eileen, and then Elvin, are you ready? Elvin, are you ready too? Come on up.
Is this on? Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I just want to say, to start with Rachel first, just for her beautiful love and joy that she spread to this church, and just there with words of encouragement and love and a hug, she was such a blessing. And then Pastor Art, I heard that a long time ago, that you only remember about 13% of what you hear and 82% what you read. And I began to take notes for many years, and I got about 7 of these books, and I just go over those notes, and I hope to keep your sermons on the on our website for a long time. You have just given the word and poured it in times of need, times of joy, times and helped me reach out to other people. I love God before more because of you, and understand him more, and have a desire to serve more because of you and your word. I thank you for the word of God that you gave to us.
I have been asked to say a few words on behalf of the men's Bible study that we had at the church here on Wednesdays.
90 seconds.
This was not just a men's Bible study, but it was an interdenominational Bible study. And the biggest problem we had was trying to quit each day. We had so much fun as we studied God's Word, and we grew so much. And I realized that it was Art's gentle, open spirit that just opened the doors, that everybody could share what they had on their heart and the aches and pains that they had. And I also come to realize this morning that one of the biggest successes you had in your ministry is your father spirit. You treat everybody as a family, and we want to thank you for it and your blessings.
You did great, Elvin. Okay, anybody else? Seema, and then Juliana, are you ready? Come on up too.
Sorry. I just want to say thank you. Sorry. I just want to say thank you. And I'm grateful to both of you for all that I've learned. And all the things I've learned in the last 7 years, I'm now beginning to spread them on, as the two of you know. I'm going to miss you, especially because I think of you as parents, because a lot of you know that my mom is in Edmonton, and I don't have a dad. My parents are split up, so I consider you like parents. So for me, it's sad that my parents are moving away. So thank you.
There we go. I was listening to James McDonald preach yesterday. He has a radio program called Walk in the Word. And Art reminded me of it this morning. McDonald said that people don't often remember the sermons that a pastor has preached, but what they should be remembering is the pastor's opinion of the Word of God. And you have certainly demonstrated that to us, what you think of the Word of God, Art, and we're so grateful for that. Your passion and your affection, I can use that word, for the Lord Jesus Christ is palpable, and you leave that with all of us. I met Art and Rachel before I knew I met Art and Rachel. I was their smarty pants waitress at Roy's, and I described our lunch special as heart attack on a plate, for which I was severely castigated by the owner's wife. And they told me later that that was kind of the final drawing card for them accepting the call to come to Claire's home. They met me at my best that day, and they saw me at my worst the following January when I broke my ankle and tumbled down into a pit of despair that was so deep I don't think Bill or I ever thought I'd emerge. And Art and Rachel were there, down in the pit with me, holding my hand, saying, this is the way. They heard more rage and frustration and whining and complaining for me, and they elected to love me anyway. God was very gracious to me and to them to get me through that time. When my dad died in 2011, Art came up with Andrew, Brenda, and Linda to my dad's memorial service. That meant an enormous amount to me. I know Rachel couldn't get away that day because of her massage commitments. Art has always been there. When Bill's dad had a stroke and fell and broke his leg, I phoned him right away, and he took time out of his office to pray for us on the phone. He prayed for provision so that William could get to England to see his dad, and within days, generous friends in our church here offered to get William over there. And I know it was because of Art's heart for the Lord and for his fervent prayers, as it says in the book, that God answers the fervent prayers of his children. The Hildebrand door has always been open. The coffee has always been on. Their love has always been encompassing and available and immediate. I know he has a new ministry for you. I know he has a new mission for you. I'm excited to hear that unfold. I just wish I could be excited about you being able to stay in Claire's home while you did it. We love you to itty-bitty bits and pieces, and we will miss you. God bless.
Thanks, Juliana. Anybody else? Who else? Jackie, I see you're. Tony, you want to come up? Okay, come on up. And then Jackie right after that.
I got Mike Fright, everybody. That's why I can hide behind the drums. I thank God for you, Arthur. It's been terrific having you here. You know, I remember the times you'd go for coffee at Roy's or Timmy's and sitting the way you are right now and listening to me. And my heart's just melting because I can see that concern, not only as a pastor, but as a man. And my heart's going dee 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 right now. I just want to thank God for you, for being here for us and for me. You really are a man of God, and I learn a lot from you because of it. And before I just break down here, thank God for you and for you too. And thank you for letting me play with all you all over there. So I just wanted to let you know that, and thanks for asking me. And good luck on your retirement.
Hi, Rachel.
Okay. We're not practicing. I brought a child with me so I wouldn't cry. I was asked to say a few words about Rachel. And, you know, it's funny. There's no official position or church doctrine for a pastor's wife, and yet she fulfills the role so beautifully in every shape, way, and form. Such a leader and a teacher and the grace that goes with her. And in the time when we watched her walk through her season of life with the passing of Beth, she showed such grace, and she showed her strengths and her sadness and her weaknesses. And after Beth had passed away, I had asked her, "How you doing? How you doing, my friend?" And, you know, she told me this story. She said, "I just put my head on my husband's arm, and I said, 'Tell me the story about Jesus.'" And then she started to tell me how he told her about the story, but I sort of, my head started to fade away, because all I could see was this just beautiful image of a wife's head on her husband's shoulder as he tells her the most wonderful story in the whole world. And even through your loss, you have showed us strength and grace, how to deal with life's trials and tribulations in the most amazing way. So we thank you for that. Still teaching, even in your time of sorrow. And you went on to teach us church Marriage on the Rock. And in that time, she had to leave us abruptly for pretty well an emergency surgery. And but in classic Rachel humor and comedy, I asked her, "How you doing?" And my pastor's wife, she gave me the finger. How many of you can say that? So I just can't wait for this next season of life for you. And as sad as I am to lose you, oh boy, I just can't wait for your retirement and what God has for you guys. So, yeah. Thank you.
Anybody else? We're not going to delay this. Donald? And am I coming to you, Bob, or are you coming to me?
No. Art, I'd like to thank you for leading me back to the Lord along with Seema. I've not been here very long to get to know Art as a pastor that well, but from what I've seen around town and from looking at the faces here, I can say this with all my heart: we will miss you. You are one of the greatest pastors I've had the privilege of listening to every Sunday. And I believe most people here will agree with me. When the Lord comes for you, you're going to be one hell of a man up there.
Well said, Donald. For those of you who are visiting, Art had the privilege of baptizing Donald last week. And so, Bob, come on up.
Thank you. We're really going to miss Art and Rachel. I have spent many, many years running away from God. I've heard more consecutive sermons from Art than I've heard from any preacher in my life except for my dad. And he had the early end, and Art has the late end to me. I want to thank Art and Rachel so much. Heather and I went to Marriage on the Rock with them, had a wonderful time, and our marriage so far has lasted 5.5 years. We thank them so much for that. Art did many things that my dad, I never got to do with him. Art sat me in the pew, made me interested in coming here, visited our home, him and Rachel, were wonderful support to us. And Art baptized me, and I thank him for that. And it's been wonderful to be here and to have the ministry of Art and Rachel. I understand a minister's role, and you minister's kids, that have done so well as your dad, and I appreciate him so much. I walked that same road many, many days that dads were called away to do other things. But I thank Art so much for his commitment to the Lord and Rachel, too, to support him. Thank you so much for being here for Heather and I.
Thanks, Bob. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Pat? If there's somebody else that wants to share, come right up here and be right beside me, okay?
It's not fair going after everyone else's tearjerker stories and your eyes are red, but I just wanted to say on behalf of the Syrian team that Rachel kind of had a dream in wanting to bring our families here from Syria. We appreciate your passion and your vision and using your gifts. And will forever impact not only those families, but ours as well. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, I'm going to invite Gerald and Betty. Gerald and Betty are my colleagues in ministry here as current elders. And Dave Massey, he sends his regards, but Dave is now currently cruising through the Panama Canal, so we're not feeling sorry for him at all. So, I'm going to take the opportunity to say a few words. I don't know whether you guys are wanting to say anything as well, but I have a... this is a hard day, too. Rachel and I have a special connection, and lost my brother 3.5 years ago from cancer, and Rachel and I sort of walked through losing siblings to cancer together, and Art and Rachel and Scott and Rosie, they drove all the way out to Mooseman to be with us as we had Kevin's funeral, and that meant more to me than you guys will ever know. And so... So there's a bond that you can't explain any other way. Art, I was trying to write some words that would try to describe our relationship. Friend, colleague, supporter, encourager, challenger. We had a very mutual relationship as we were able to encourage each other, as we were able to challenge each other, as I supported you in your ministry here, and as a former pastor, I was so happy to be able to support you and in any way that I could. And in my role now as an elder, it's going to be hard, and we're definitely going to miss you and your preaching and just your incredible care, and I don't have to repeat what everybody else has said because you know it and you know it well, and you've served God faithfully. So I just want to thank you guys for being our pastors for the last 7 years, and of course, like everyone else, we wish you well, and I'm just excited to see what God has for you next, because it's not retirement. I know that it's going to, I don't know what it's going to look like, but God's got something ready for you already. So
I'll just add a little something. Art, first of all, your sermons are like meat, like lots of meat, like heart attack on a plate type of meat. And if you would give me 5 minutes, I could pull up what you said in August, because I've got every one of those in my phone, and I refer to them because there is so much information that you've given us, and I just thank you for that. And Rachel, one of the things I used to do with my kids was say, what was the best thing in your day in your life, and what was the worst thing in your life? Now I've changed that wording. How has God blessed you today, and what do you need help with from God? And that's because of you and Ethiopia, and you've made such an impact on our lives, and I'm going to miss you.
I guess as an elder, I started as a worship deacon when you came, and
I guess maybe I thought I was old enough to be a worship deacon, but I don't know. Thank you for helping us through this process of becoming an elder. That was always for the older people, and I'm not sure I'm mature and ready yet, but just thank you for the leadership that you've provided for the council and for the board and just the church in general. It's a process, and I just thank you for the support that you've provided at the meetings. We look to you for guidance and wisdom, and just seeing what you're doing. And sometimes, even as a board, we didn't always know what you're doing, but I'm sure we're going to find out when all these openings show up and somebody needs to do something, and after you're gone, I'm sure we'll appreciate what you've did even more. So I just thank you for what you've done, and just having a heart for the people. It was very obvious that you just wanted to be reaching out into people's lives, and appreciate for all that you've done, both of you together, reaching out to everybody in our church and in the community as well.
Stuart and Rachel, come on up here. You can't monetize or try to capture everything in a gift, but we want it as a church. This is from you, your church, just a gift, and hopefully it will remind you of Claire's home. And one of the things that Art and Rachel love to do is they love to go for drives up into the hills, and so we wanted to get something that reminded them of Claire's home. So hopefully you can find a place in your new house for this. So.
I didn't know you were an artist, Doug. Good job, buddy. Wow. We love the foothills. And anytime we go to Lethbridge for anything, we come back. Rachel says, take a good look, Art. We won't have this for long. We just love the foothills. And so thank you for bringing the foothills to us. And it will have a prominent place in our home. Because believe me, in Medicine Hat, there's nothing to look at. So we have family to be with and make memories, but you've given us something to look at. And so what a great memory. So thank you so kindly. And that is such a perfect memory picture for us. And that is just, wow. Again, thank you, you guys. That's just most appropriate. So. God bless you. Thank you. Well, did you want to say a few words?
So to see that picture properly, you have to come to our house in Medicine Hat. So we do invite you all. We do have a guest room. So, and I decided I wouldn't make a fool of myself today like I did a few weeks ago. So you all saw me cry and sob that Sunday. So I've been trying to hold it together today. But I just want to tell you that I love you all very much. Here I go. I love you all so much. And, wow. I just appreciate having been your pastor's wife for 7 years. It's just been such a treat for me. And, Gary Johnson, I don't know if you're here anywhere, Gary. There. Anyway, we were visiting Gary and Bernice. I don't think you know how this impacted me, but a week or two ago, we were in their home for supper. And as he was praying for the food, he said something very profound. And he said, Lord, surprise them. And I keep thinking about that. I have thought about that so much, Gary. And in fact, I've decided to start a journal and call it God Surprise Me Journal. And I've actually gave our mentor girls each a journal and put that in their journal too. So that had a real impact. And I feel already the surprises have been coming our way for our future. And I think you all know that this has been a very difficult transition for me because I'm having to go through a bit of a, I don't know, I'm going through a crisis, I guess, and I think I'm coming out the other end. as I'm understanding that this is God's best for us. And so I'm embracing my future. And I know God will surprise us with a lot of things. So thank you.
When you drive on the highway number one and you're going towards Saskatchewan, you're driving past Medicine Hat, which has three overpasses. The last overpass into the city before you leave the city is the Medicine Hat Mall, or Medicine Hat Lodge, the mall. That's called Dunmore Road. That's the road we live on. We live on the busiest street in Medicine Hat. It's like living on Mayor McGrath and Lethbridge. We are living on the busiest road going through. So you take that overpass, you take Dunmore Road into Medicine Hat, pass all the business section. That's what we live on. Nobody wanted to live there, so we got the house cheap. So anyway, that's that way my wife doesn't always have to listen to me. She can listen to the traffic buzz by her window. And when we look out our dining room window, we look straight at Nutter's. There's a whole long strip mall right ahead of us. And so it's all just busy. And we also live, we have very quiet neighbors. We have the Mennonite Church right next to us. So they're very quiet neighbors. And they're the frozen chosen. And so they'll be okay. And we invite you to come and to see us. We are easy to find. Famous last words, you just can't miss it. Just find Dunmore Road. We're on it. So we invite you to come. And one of my boys capped off my experience, this retirement, with three strange words. And I hope I don't suffer the consequences of it. He looked at me and said, "Well, Dad, it is finished." And I thought, well, the last person to say that died, so I'm not sure whether I want to say it is finished, but we also know that he came out on the other side, and so I'm looking forward to what's on the other side of it is finished. And hopefully one day it can be said, he is risen. So I'm looking forward to what God would do. I am emotionally burnt out. Doug was very gracious, and I don't think he told the rest of the elders, but Doug came alongside me a couple of months ago and he said, "Art, you don't have to be too busy anymore. We just want you to finish well, okay? Don't overdo it. Just pace yourself, make sure you finish well." And that was encouraging. That I didn't slack off, but I appreciated that, and I appreciated that I was given the chance to finish. And I was able to finish it with you. Very, very grateful. Very grateful. Gracious church. Gracious leadership. Thanks, Doug, for how you've helped navigate me through to the end here. He's been very vital in that. And to the elders and council. So thank you kindly. And Lord willing, in about a half a year when I'm rested up, you can say he has risen. And I'm hoping down the road to do some transition work in churches that are between pastorates or something like that. And not to do so much transition work. I just want to preach. So just somewhere I can go, just preach, teach, shepherd, visit. Because you have to be who you are. I'm not an administrator, so I have no desire for that. So, but anyway, thank you kindly. This is excellent. And thank you for graciously giving us this send-off. So, could we see you in Medicine Hat? You are welcome to come. Thank you kindly.
So before we close, I thought, Ricky, if I could impose upon you to lead us in that last hymn that we sang this morning, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And that is just truly a testimony of God's faithfulness to our church. Am I good to go? Are you good to go with that? Yeah, okay. I wasn't going to sing by myself. We'll just sing the song, just the first verse or two, and then we'll close in prayer, and then Art and Rachel are not going anywhere real fast here, so spend some time and make sure you continue to encourage them. So,
my wife reminded me to encourage you, if you love books, come invade my office. She says there's far too many books to take to Medicine Hat. You're only allowed to take a quarter. So there's lots of books that I got to get rid of. So come to my office, grab a book or two or three. Thanks.
All right, well, this is the song that my dad had chosen. He wanted to end off the service with this because it's fitting how God has been faithful through their ministry. So the words are up here, and please just let's sing together one last time and thank God for his faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow.
Thank you all for coming, and it's been a great day, and we're going to just close with a word of prayer, and again, a blessing on you guys. Mic here so you don't have to move. And so I just invite you to join with me in prayer as we pray over Art and Rachel. Father God, it is my privilege and my honor to be able to stand here with two of God's faithful servants. And as you have used them just mightily over the so many years, it's not the end. It's just in some ways just another chapter, a new beginning. And I pray that you would continue to use them for your kingdom. As Art has shared with us this morning about his love for sharing the good news of the gospel and leading people into a relationship with you, I pray that you would bless him with many more opportunities to lead people into your presence. And I pray that you will continue to use him in a mighty way. And for Rachel, as she continues to be she's not stopping being a pastor's wife. She still is a pastor's wife. And as you continue to use her, as she gets to be a grandma and a mom closer to kids, but also as she walks with Art in his role, just pray that you'll continue to use her. Use her to continue to encourage others and to, with her feisty spirit, just to be able to, again, encourage others in their relationship with you and draw them closer. So Father, as Art and Rachel move and as they continue on, again, I pray your rich, rich, rich blessing on them. And we as a church, as we mourn their loss, they, as much as anybody, want us to look forward to the future and what you have for us as a church. And so as we look forward to the next days and the next months and years and chapters in the life of this church, we look forward to how you're going to surprise us as a church. And maybe we need to be keeping a journal as a church of how you're going to continue to surprise us. So thank you again. Pray your blessing on each one as they go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks again for coming. Have a great Sunday.